In 2020, I could walk into a polling place and vote in my first presidential election. Or I could choose not to participate in an electoral process that appears to increasingly divide our country. As we turn 18, my generation must ask, should we participate in what appears to have become a biennial display of discord and disunity? After all, can anyone deny things are different now and old ways may no longer apply? In my America, schools and sanctuaries have become targets of shooters. National unity can seem a thing of the past. Where can you and I go to find that which unites us? May I share with you my American journey, and why I have come to believe that in 2020, my vote will still matter. It was a quiet afternoon in a small town. I was surrounded by friends when the shots pierced the silence. We were instantly aware. But as the sharp reports faded, none of us sought cover. We watched as two uniformed soldiers folded a flag that had been draped on my grandfather's casket. The flag was handed to my grandmother, a memento, the soldier said, from a grateful nation. Now rested a man whose tender hands had held mine and helped me feed ducks at a local pond, but in earlier days had gripped a rifle and pulled a ripcord, willing to risk all in defense of what, I asked myself. I once walked across a bridge in New England, where bullets had filled the air and young men advanced into enemy fire motivated by a dream for America. But that was more than 200 years ago. Now, in my America, Concord Bridge, Lexington Green, and Bunker Hill are but minutes away from where the Boston Marathon bombers claimed innocent lives. There is another bridge in Selma, Alabama, where in 1965, sweat poured from the brows of peaceful protesters against the denial of equal treatment. Not far away, 3 years later, blood poured from a young civil rights leader whose dream would not be realized in his lifetime. In my America, the wounds Dr. King sought to heal are still raw. Even whether to stand or kneel for the national anthem seems to separate us. So much pain and, yes, shared sacrifice. But where does it leave my generation? Is there an American dream for us? The dreams of a colonial soldier, of a civil rights leader, of my grandfather, merge with the dreams of young men and women from Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which ended on February 14, 2018. What did my contemporaries at Stoneman Douglas High do? They wiped their tears, comforted each other, and then declared their intent to make a change at the ballot box. This is, I have realized, the quintessential American response. No American generation has fully realized its dreams, but past generations are united with mine in an enduring belief that the American experiment in democracy is and remains the best, brightest hope for freedom in our world. We are united in the belief that in the words of our great declaration, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. We are united as well in the determination that these are not just empty promises. Even totalitarian regimes have important-sounding words inscribed on paper. America, however, has a tested commitment to liberty and growing freedom for all races, genders, religions, and creeds. Time and again, and across generations, we have resolved to secure these promises and defend our liberties at the ballot box, and when necessary, on foreign fields from Guadalcanal to Afghanistan. Yes, Americans face great challenges today, many that appear to tear at our national fabric. But so have generations before us. We do not all agree on solutions. No generation has. However, whether we will be torn apart and our freedom ripped from us does still, I believe, depend on us. Former slave Frederick Douglass once reminded us that the liberties of the American people are dependent upon the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. He was saying what my mother has always told me: anything worth having is worth fighting for. The first place that we as Americans have always done our fighting is at the ballot box, where every person's vote is and should be, just like all of us are created, equal. So I will vote, and honor the patriot on Concord Bridge, the freedom fighter in Selma, the soldier who came home, and the many who did not. My ballot will be counted in 2020, and I believe that matters. Because when we vote, we celebrate the best America is, and we confirm our hope for what we can still become.